LaForce says construction of the building is on time and should be completed within the next few months. Currently, the exterior is finished. Windows have been installed, bathroom tiles and many of the electrical wires have been added, and the crew is almost finished painting many of the walls. LaForce says the $3.9 million construction project is actually under budget, with only a few change orders required. To give a sense of just how far along the crew is, LaForce walks through the library and shows a few of its new features. And as he walks through the entrance, he points out a few large rectangular columns supporting the building.
These columns right here, there's 12 of them. They go out here and there, these two rows. They're all Alaska yellow cedar. And so they kind of set things off a little bit. So those are nice.
So what was the purpose of getting the yellow cedar for this?
I get the aesthetics and just to kind of have some local wood.
Kids' room.
From there, he turns right into what will eventually be the children's room. Big vertical windows surround the area, bringing in light from outside and giving those inside a view of the rest of the library.
The building has a real nice feel to it, it really does. It's open and a lot of spacious areas.
Inside the room, LaForce displays the light fixtures, which he says are one of the newest technologies in the library.
All the lighting in this place is super energy efficient. These lights are LED lights. I've never seen lights like this before.
LaForce removes the exterior of one of the fixtures, pointing to the rows upon rows of tiny LED lights inside. Those lights will illuminate the nearly 10,000 square foot library, over triple the size of the old building.
Well, I believe one of these, the whole light fixture takes somewhere around 60 watts, I believe, and the standard ceiling lights that are fluorescent, each bulb takes 60 watts.
Whoa.
So if you've got a 4-bulb fixture, you know, it's quite a savings there.
Yeah, that's what, 75% savings then, right?
Yeah.
Some of that saved energy will be moved to other areas, like exterior heating.
This is the mechanical room.
LaForce walks into the boiler room to show the new equipment there. He says that as snow, ice, and sleet pile up on the sidewalks in the winter, library patrons here have nothing to worry about.
All these sidewalks around here have ice melt, so that there won't be any slippery slopes in the summer, or in the winter, I mean.
So they're all heated?
Yes.
Oh, that's going to be really nice.
Yeah. That's where it is, right here. These tubes take the hot water out. It's actually glycol mixture, but so that it doesn't freeze.
After the boiler room, LaForce walks out of the library. He looks up at the finished exterior and says that for him, seeing the process finally wrap up is exciting.
It's what I've done all my life, so it's, you know, it's one thing I like about construction is you feel some sense of accomplishment when you're done, and I feel like the contractor's done a good job on it, and we've been here to make sure they do. So they've had a lot of real good people on the job.
As of now, LaForce says that there's still a substantial amount of work left on the project. He estimates that about 90% of the painting inside the library is finished, but some is still left. And he says the contracting crew still needs to install much of the electrical wiring for the building, and many of the lights and ceiling tiles need to be added as well. In addition, the crew will also be adding the floor coverings, shelves, and cabinets in the near future. But even with that work ahead, LaForce is confident that construction will be finished in time for the library's September 3rd opening. In Petersburg, I'm Robbie Feinberg.